From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz. In Iran's capital, Tehran, protesters and police have clashed throughout the day after the official results from yesterday's presidential election were announced. Supporters of defeated presidential candidate Mir Hossein Mousavi say the vote was rigged, that President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's lopsided margin of victory over his reform-minded rivals just doesn't make sense. For weeks, tens of thousands of people rallied against the incumbent, and most pre-election polls showed a far tighter race. NPR's Mike Schuster is a veteran Iran watcher, and he's on the line from Tehran. Mike, what have you been seeing on the streets of the city today?
There were serious clashes between pro-Mousavi protesters and the police, particularly after the government made the official announcement in the middle of the afternoon that Mahmoud Ahmadinejad had been reelected. At that point, people began to pour into the streets in many spots in central Tehran and sort of pull themselves together in informal and spontaneous protests. I'm staying at a hotel on Valiasar Street, which runs from North Tehran to South Tehran. And in the center of the city, there were numerous demonstrations on Valiasar Street. And then what happened is the protesters tied up the traffic, and the government ordered in the riot police, and they sent in dozens of riot police on motorcycles, clad in a lot of body armor, carrying truncheons and batons, started beating people. And the beatings got quite serious. The protesters fought back. They burned trash cans in the streets. But eventually, by the end of the afternoon, for the most part, the riot police had regained control of the street.
Now, Mike, the official margin of victory was huge, almost 30 percentage points. Ahmadinejad called the elections free and fair. I mean, is there any evidence for the claims made by his opponents that there were irregularities?
No, there's no evidence yet. Mousavi himself released a statement saying that there had been mass irregularities and calling for an investigation. The official results have Ahmadinejad beating Mousavi 2-1. If it had been much closer, if Ahmadinejad had beaten him 52-48 or 53-47, there might be many people who doubt the results now who would have been convinced. But it seems an enormous gap, one that was incredible to many, many people, and they have a hard time accepting it.
Mm. What about some reports we're hearing that the country's cell phone and internet system have been shut down?
They are down. The internet system is down. I can't tell how widespread it is. Where I am, the internet system is down. The cell phone system is down. The text message system has been down for a couple of days. That seems to have been taken down because the Mousavi campaign was using it to communicate with millions of people very quickly and call them into the streets or announce rallies or demonstrations.
I understand that some 40 million paper ballots were cast. I mean, these are all presumably hand-counted. How did election officials manage to get a result so fast after the polls closed?
I think that's a good question, and one of the suspicions of many people. The Interior Ministry, which organized the election, said that it would take a full 24 hours to get a count from when the polls closed late on Friday night. But almost immediately after midnight last night, there were results. And by the time everybody woke up this morning, many, many votes were said to have been counted, and Ahmadinejad already had a 2-1 lead over Mousavi. It wasn't computerized. These were all paper ballots, and they were marked by hand.
And Mike, in the few moments we have remaining, you've been making reporting trips to Iran for many, many years now. And I'm wondering if the reaction of Iranians to this election seems different to you. Do people feel increasingly comfortable criticizing the government, for example?
Well, they certainly did in the week that I was here before the election. I was actually astounded at just how angry and open Mousavi supporters were to criticize Ahmadinejad, calling him a dictator, calling him a liar, celebrating what they believe was going to be his defeat. And today, they were very angry on the streets. The question is how long that will last and whether the government's going to be able to shut it down.
That's NPR's Mike Schuster on the line with us from Tehran. Mike, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Guy.